Thanks for coming to the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. We want to welcome you today. This is a Sunday afternoon here, and Brother Freedom is here, and we've gathered to worship the Lord, to just listen to what the Holy Spirit has to say. We're so thankful for the blessed Holy Spirit. And Father, we really, really need you. We need you to touch us, Lord. I know I need you to touch me, and I just thank you, Lord, for your wonderful love, your forgiveness, your deliverance, your help. And Lord, we pray that for the people listening. Lord, we pray and believe right now and turn this living room over to you. We believe that you're going to reach out through the internet to the people that are sitting at their computer listening, or those that might be listening to a CD that someone else has burned from a file of this. Might be months from now, but Lord, touch them in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. We just thank you, Lord, for blessing Brother Freedom and anointing him mightily today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we're so thankful this most beautiful day. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your Son, Jesus. We're so thankful that you're mindful for each one of us. You care when we're going through problems, when we have troubles, and you wish to help us. You wish to strengthen us. You want to uplift us, and we thank you for all these wonderful things. We just pray that you'll lift up the key people throughout the world this day that might be going through situations they don't quite understand. And they have troubles in their mind. They have troubles in their body. And Father, we just pray that you touch in a mighty way by your Spirit. It's not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, saith the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness forevermore. Amen. I really feel today that we're all of us have troubles discerning a little bit whether it's from the Lord or from ourselves. And I believe this is something that it's good that we feel that way. But God wishes for us to know what saith the Spirit of God. I believe this. In Romans, the 8th chapter, 35th verse, it says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecutions, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? As is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We as accounted as sheep before the slaughter. And then it goes down, nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors through him which loved us. Since the foundation of this world, men, according to this Bible, have had troubles with getting along. They've had troubles with wars and rumors of wars. People have. It's a forever problem. And Isaiah says, Jesus was acquainted with our sorrow. And he was acquainted with the griefs of us. And truly, the world is full of griefs, problems, unsolvable problems in ourselves. And I really believe this is what God wishes for, especially in this latter time when there's going to be so much turmoil, that we need to seek God to make sure that everything that we do is led by him. That if we don't know, we should just stop and do nothing, basically. I mean, to wait upon God. It's like if you're out here in a real icy street and you're stopped, it's best thing you stay stopped until you find out that you're not going to cause an accident or something worse happen. And that's the way it is spiritually. A lot of times we need to just wait upon the Lord. Maybe that's why God has you there, is to wait upon him. Maybe you've never really waited upon the Lord at any time before this, and he wants to get your attention. He wants to come to you and let you know, thus says the Spirit of God. And it goes down in the same passage, I'm persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principalities nor things to come, neither height nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I think, this is thinking now, but I feel that we need to have a persuasion in our heart that we want to go God's way. And I truly believe that's why sometimes we go for years and we're really not accomplished much, because we're trying to do a lot of it within ourselves. We're trying to hear things that God's not really has put it under our heart. We're hearing things that we want to hear. The greatest accomplishment that all of us can do is when we hear exactly what God's saying. When we move exactly, because that's the communication gap That's why people are starting to do it them themselves, because they don't know. So they come up with this formula that they're saying these things, but really God has a way, but we have to take time to wait upon the Lord. We just don't get it overnight, as some people think. It's time that we wait upon God, seek Him. And that's our problem. We don't want to really spend time seeking God, praying through. You know, that word praying through, it used to be quite a wonderful word, but nowadays, no one wants to hear it. It's time that we spend seeking God on our knees and praying till the troubles that's hitting our heart, we know that they've left us, and we feel the joy of the Lord. That's what it's really about. We take our sin to the altar. We do not leave the altar until that sin has been renewed by God Himself. And when this happens, then all these other fundamental pieces start falling in place. What we're doing, we're getting the car before the horse, and the horse is way out there, and there's a little cart behind, but it's not right. God has us to wait upon the Lord. And that's what everybody should be big enough to tell young people, especially, they need to just wait upon God. I hear people all the time in the Christian realm, you want to need everybody in a hurry for people to start doing something when they don't know whether it's from the Lord either, because they don't even know, they don't hear from the Lord very well either. But we really need to all of us exhaust out all of our human senses, our human desires, that we come into that next realm. It's beyond where the formula path that we grew up as a child, we're coming to a realm then that you're hearing from heaven. You're walking in His counsel, in His direction. And I believe it's why it's never been done, because many people didn't want to spend time doing what God wishes for us to do from the very beginning. The Bible plainly says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up the wings of eagles. They shall run not and be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's all the good things we want. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew. Renew is making right. It's taking away the old and bringing in a new walk. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He's a new creation. Because all the things of old, God makes them over and new. And that's what really our salvation is about. It's coming out of the old past that's never been really good, and we want to dismiss it. It's like plowing. Years ago, we used to plow fields and turn the ground totally over. That's what you did with mow board plows. They actually turned the ground upside down, and that came down. Then you had a good crop the next year. That's the way we are. We should be a turning over to all the things. But we don't want to wait. We're so busy that so many people out there are trying to help us out in our endeavor to serve God. They want us to do a faster work. God wants us just to sit there and wait upon Him. See, patience is something that none of us was born with. We have to learn patience. And most everybody doesn't have much patience. The Bible talks in James that we need to come down and to learn patience. And patience is being able to have time to wait until the answer comes. The time that you receive the engrafted power from heaven. That you don't want no more than the best. But people now are taking anything as the best. They don't know what the best is. It'd be like you having a ranch out here that was worth many dollars. But because of your greediness, you wanted to get rid of it at any cost. And you sell it for maybe a tenth or maybe less than that of what the value was. That's what we do with our salvation. We're coming up short-handed. We're coming up short under God's Spirit. And we're at a place that we're diminishing God's power, because we're speaking as in the existence that what we have is from God. When it's not from God, it's an old man. When the old man is uncovered, it's ugly. God wants us to be clothed with His humility. And that's the first step in when we receive salvation, that we might receive that heavenly covering, clothed in righteousness for His blessings, clothed with pure words. clothed with a pure heart, clothed with the love of God. And we've taken lesser things in their life in the name of the Lord, and they're like it's fiction. It's not really true. It's like something's not really alive when you say it's alive, but it's not really ever got to be alive. Well, our salvation has been that way. We've shortened change ourselves. And out there today, I know there's thousands of you out there today that this word is speaking to you. You need to sit down this day. Don't go no farther and have a commitment with God. Wait upon God until God comes into your life and interrupts you. You want Him to interrupt what you're doing till He'll change you. That's what it's all about. Just saying that you have something, when you have nothing, you become a loser. I could say I own something someplace and I didn't own it. I'm just telling the untruth. We have to realize that God wants us to start living in His truth. And that's recognizing that we haven't got it. We shouldn't tell someone that we have got it until we get it. Although the only thing is, I am too greedy. I don't want to wait upon God. That's what you should be saying. But we should be saying, Lord, I'll wait upon You. I desire to You. I wait upon You this day. I wait for You to come down. Take away this ugly heart. Take away my sinning eyes that I might see the beauty of Jesus. Let me no longer be moved upon a life's pathway, having this guilt inside, yet I call myself a Christian because I've never learned to wait upon You. I've never learned to wait and receive that blessed assurance. I've never learned to wait upon the Lord thy God, that my life was developing from heaven, that my life was being managed by myself no longer, but I was receiving the engrafted blessing of God would be upon me, that my power would not be of my own, but be the spiritual natural power would come into my life, that I might be that blessing of praise, that I could go out and pray for the sick, I could lay hands on people and they would recover, I could help those that are needy, I could feel for those that are going through struggles, through times of disappointment, and I would have that elevation of God's glory, that I would walk in heavenly places by His Spirit, that I would never no longer be deceived, no longer. I would walk in His blessing. I would walk in His covenant. I would walk in His will. I would walk in His desire, and I would see the glory of God, and I would be ready at a day when God comes in the clouds of glory, and you will not have this happen. You'll not be ready unless you go back and do those old things over. You've got to have that new structure. You have to have that new birth. And Lord Jesus Christ, let God come down and make us over in His image. What we've done is paying all over all sad, rotten things within our lives, and we've just got a rotten old corpse. Our corpses stink. God sees we're dead. We're dead, dead. He wants to bring us back alive and supernaturally put us on fire. He wants to cleanse us, that old corpse be stripped and made whole. The righteous God, that our heart will be a heart of love, a heart of peace, the joy of the Lord. We'll have that joy unspeakable, the flow of glory. We'll have the blessing of God. We won't be so critical. We won't be critical at all. We won't be more loving. No, you'll be loving. You'll have all love. You'll walk in His blessings. You'll walk in His fullness. You'll walk in His power. You'll walk in His direction. And you'll be persuaded neither life nor death nor angels nor things to come, neither height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate from you from the love of God which in Christ Jesus our Lord. See, that's why that scripture is now coming to me. We'll be persuaded that nothing shall be able to overtake us. Nothing shall come against us. We're going to walk in God's holiness. We're going to walk in it. The Bible says we must take time to be holy. And we'll have time to be holy. We'll have time to wait upon God. We'll have time to call upon God. And we'll be ready. The million, 3 years is coming before us. You'll be ready for heaven. You'll be ready. You'll be receive that great adoption from heaven. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. They'll anoint you from heaven. Thrill you, fill you, inspire you in a mighty way. To walk justified by His Spirit. Walk in His splendor. But it takes that turning over. And I know that God gave a picture here today. I could not go back and do it. again, but I know that's what's happening. God's just showing me right now that's exactly what happens. We haven't taken time for salvation that Jesus marvelously gives us. We've shortchanged ourselves. We've come up wanting. This time, while this day is still here and still young, God wants us to start changing and calling upon Him that our lives might count for something. We might be justified walking in His liberty, walking in His calling, walking in His eternal love, that we will not no longer be failures. We'll no longer be castaways. We'll walk in the love of God. We'll walk in His protection, in His guidance, in His direction, having that liberty that all is well. Having sure the Son of God, the sun is shining upon your light, of our lights will shine as brilliantly. And this is the only way that our lights can ever be shine as the brilliancy of God's Spirit within us. It magnifies the love of God in it, and we shine as children of God. We might shine in this last hour where there's great darkness. There's great things of darkness happening, but we can be the answer. We can walk in victory. We can walk in the splendor, walk in His love. Lord, we just praise You this day. We thank You this day. We thank You for this little simple message You give to us this day. We pray that we'll receive it with gladness. We thank You, Lord, for Thy goodness. We thank You for the ever extended mercy. We pray that You'll change our hearts this day. Change us this day. Lord, we ask You to come into our hearts. Change us. Let us wait upon You. Let us be desirous of Thy glory, of Thy things, that we'll no longer just believe that we're right when we're not right. Let us wait upon You. Let us see the damage that's taking place in our bodies and our spirits and our souls, that we might be that vessel of praise that's coming forth as a mighty vessel of honor for You this day. And Lord, we thank You for Thy goodness. We thank You for all that You've blessed. I pray that You bless Your people in a mighty way. And we thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless all the people. Bless those people this day as those out there today. If you want a new start, a new heart, just call upon God and God will bless you. He will strengthen you. You need that first start, that new strength, that jump off. Like you jump a new battery off. You need that jump today that you walk in God's victory forevermore. We thank You that all of you out there this day, we thank You that God has called you and blessing you in a mighty way. We thank You in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen.